Good day to you, great patriots. This is the Niger Patriot Report podcast. My name is Kemi Ashekun. Today is the 13th day in the month of June 2021. Today's podcast features the Democracy Day goodwill message of the national leader of Africa's largest people-focused and people-oriented political party, the All Progressives Congress. And of course, shout out to patriots cuckooing on the Yellowbird app. Yesterday, the 12th of June, we did feature the message of the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, President Muhammadu Buhari, in the podcast. If you missed it, please go to anchor.com and search for Kemi Ashekun and you will find it. However, yesterday, a few misguided youth who do not understand how we got to our democracy were out protesting. It is sad to say the least, because one will expect that any wise person will be thinking of the $69 billion that is stuck in the United States of America that we are unsure whether Nigeria will be able to get back or not. Instead of that, we have youth who have decided to protest against an American company. The right-thinking youth will be thinking, how can I create a Twitter for Nigeria? I beg your pardon, and well, I'm sorry to every other person who believes in the app, but how can I create a microblogging site? If I were a computer scientist by now, I would have rolled out my own Niger-made microblogging site. However, it is sad that some adults who witnessed what we experienced during June 12 will decide that they would encourage the young ones to go out there to protest on a day that is as sacred to our democracy as our Independence Day. Anyways, we do hope that the wise ones around will educate these misguided youth, and at some point in their lives, they will get to understand that the independence of our mental state is more important even than our physical independence. That said, a quick shout out to great patriots who are cuckooing on the bird app, the yellow bird app, at Shafkat_Bayoku, at Debola Alaka, at Dabiri Dollar, at Bashola_Balogun, at Planet AB1, at OO Ocholi, at Olariwaju_A, at Deriola with an R, at Tunde Babs 18, at Bashir D8HD6, at Urowoli, at Ishola_D_Presido, at Bolaji Ayo, at KHDEEY, at TJ, at Banji47, at Charles_Bcroft, at Skelly16th. He likes to call me Yalude. I like the name though. At Oyebode_Paul, at 2Loaded_2_fail. Ha, create a simpler name, Nabi. At Bashir Adelaide, at Dr. Aki Ajayi, at Silambu, at John D, at John 1DEO4. Okay, I will feature more shout outs on other podcasts, but thank you so much to everyone who keeps liking and sharing and recording the podcast on the Cool app. The beauty of Nigeria is that Nigerians will always find a way. And it's not just Nigerians always finding a way, it's that God always makes a way, you know, for Nigerians. That said, we'll take a quick break on the Niger Patriots Report podcast. My name is Kemi Ashekun. I'll be back with the goodwill message of the national leader of the All Progressives Congress. Do stay with us. We'll be right back. Nigeria go better. This is the Niger Patriot Report podcast. My name is Kemi Ashekun. Democracy Day message from Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu on the occasion of the 2021 Democracy Day celebration. On this day, I join with all Nigerians in commemorating Democracy Day. The book of the life of this nation has many chapters already written and many more yet to be written. One of the most profound and inspiring accounts that shall be written of our nation's history will be the chapter on how we moved from the darkness of authoritarian military suppression into the light of democracy and establishment of popular government based on the sovereign will of the people. On this memorable day, we mark with respect and honor the sacrifices that have allowed democracy to come to pass. We also celebrate in anticipation of a future in which our democratic institutions, concepts, and practices take firmer roots, transforming this society from what it is to what it can be. The pages of our national book inexorably turn. We have seen and experienced much. Victory and setback have entered and exited. The departure of friends and foe, and we have witnessed the song of peace and unity we have sung as one national family, while others have pounded the drums of war and hate. Laughter and sorrow we have known. Through it all, our gaze has remained fixed as if it were focused on a star in the firmament. Our road has remained certain, for it is the only road we can reasonably tread. We have moved towards a better Nigeria and a greater democracy. This path has not been without peril. There are many who care not for the journey we take. They embark on a different trek, for they hold to a different concept of governance and of the relationship of government to the people. They do not believe in a nation where every person therein has substantive rights, freedoms, and liberties as God intended for all of his human creations, regardless of place of birth, ethnic origin, social station, or religious creed. These people hate democracy and despise you for choosing democracy over them and the oppressive ways. They are violent and cold-hearted. They love nothing save the destruction of the happiness and peace of others. They will not go away quietly or in consideration of the compelling logic of democratic governance. Instead, they set us up in hopes of laying waste to the good society we seek to build. They levy terror against us in vain hope that their violent impositions might cause us to lose our way. They raise villages, destroy homes, assault and kill innocent people. They even attack important symbols of a just society, including religious institutions, schools of learning, and INEC offices, as if they can snuff out through violence mankind's will to worship God, seek knowledge, or engage in participatory governance. However, with all that they do, they will not succeed. In trying to pluck a democratic and just society from our hands, they are as mistaken as they are evil. Our democracy was not here established to be destroyed by the terrible likes of people such as these. Those who sacrificed their lives for democracy did not give of themselves so that we would be turned back by terrorists or by those who seek to tear the nation asunder just so they might imperially rule over some small part of it. Despite the troubles we face, and those troubles are serious, we must stand up for our democracy, lest we find ourselves falling to oblivion. Democratic good governance offers the only reasonable resolution to the challenges confronting Nigeria. Thus, we must stand for democracy today. We must stand for it even more tomorrow. Ask this question 10, 20, 100 years from now. The answer must remain the same. The people of Nigeria stand for democracy and stand against that which would chase democracy from our land. Thus, we stand against those who traffic in insurrection and violence. We stand against those whose commerce is bigotry and hatred. We contend against those who will render the people ignorant and poor. We stand for a better way. We celebrate democracy, not only because we have come far, but to help give us the social feel and encouragement to continue onward, because we have further to go and even greater things to achieve as one nation and one people. On this day, let us remember MKO Abiola, whose victory in the June 12, 1993 presidential election was stolen from him, yet he remained steadfast and surrendered his own life so that we all might enjoy the democratic victory that was taken from him. Without his historic efforts and sacrifice, this day will not be Democracy Day. It will be a downcast and disappointing one. Let us also remember all others who also sacrificed so much to bring democracy to this land. We best honor these people not by reciting their names, but by injecting the spirit and the hope of democracy into our words and deeds. In becoming better Democrats, we also become better at being Nigerians. I wish all of you a meaningful and happy Democracy Day. Signed, Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu, June 11, 2021. Well, this is the Naija Patriot Reports podcast. My name is Kemi Asekun. I'll be right back after this. Nigeria go better. Nigeria go better. Nigeria go better. You just listened to Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu's goodwill message to Nigerians on our Democracy Day. The national leader of the All Progressives Congress, APC, is a man worth his weight in gold, all selflessness, raising men of timber and caliber out of relative obscurity into stars of political leaders. For many who may be unaware, who have now been co-opted into roles of silliness due to a lack of proper documentation of our history. Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu is an accountant, and he worked in America, studied in America, and worked for American companies like Arthur Anderson, Deloitte, Askin and Sells, and a host of others, before returning to Nigeria in 1983, where he joined Mobil Oil Nigeria and later became an executive of the company. By all standards and all ramifications, Asiwaju can't be said to be poor. Indeed, no ordinary company worker, even in today's Nigeria, no ordinary oil company worker, even in today's Nigeria, can be said to be poor. When June 12 was annulled, Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu deployed resources in cash and kind to fight for the restoration of the June 12 mandate. He was notably one of the late Abacha's greatest headache in terms of funding what it took to actualize the June 12 mandate that never happened. At some point, he was left with no option but to leave the country despite his physical absence. Asiwaju was deploying personal funds for the restoration of our democracy up until the sudden death of the late General Sani Abacha. It is to his credit and accounting prowess and ingenuity that despite the PDP-led government's refusal to acknowledge June 12 as our Democracy Day, he in Lagos ensured that we celebrated June 12 as Democracy Day. Some of those who are today labeling Asiwaju with all manner and all sorts of names, including those who are saying they would relocate if, you know, God permits that he eventually leads the nation, were men who served under the military government. Unfortunately, our history doesn't give us the opportunity to remind ourselves that these people were the same people who are crying against the democracy we today have and is embedded in Nigeria were the same people who were involved in the coup that took away so many other people. It is sad. It is sad. But someday we will reintroduce history into our educational curriculum so that ignobles will not claim to be saints. Thank you for listening to the Naija Patriot Reports podcast. Do join us again tomorrow by God's grace on the Naija Patriot Reports podcast as we feature electricity consumers and their experience in the dispute resolution meetings between them and the discos put together by the FCCPC, that's the Federal Consumer Complaints and Protection Commission, headed by a man extremely passionate about consumer protection, Mr. Tunde Irukera. We must always remember that the greatness of a nation is most accurately measured by the compassionate actions of its members. This is the Naija Patriots Report podcast. My name is Kemi Asekun. Thank you for listening and do have a great week ahead. God bless you. Bye.